972-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. If you want strategies that cannot fail, you want to experience destiny, you want to experience increase and heaven on earth, you got to make time for him. Tell somebody, spend time with him. Don't do it every now and then. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge I won't call us a Laodicean church, but the West is somewhat Laodicean. Because no matter what domain we are called to dominate, we need his presence. We need his infilling. We need his instruction. We need his mind. We need to hear in order to appropriate the proper strategies. Okay, when you open or when you operate on an upgraded or higher mindset, it opens up I'm gonna call it a tool chest for you to operate supernaturally. In other words, when you start operating on a higher mindset, hear me, you begin to become a change agent. You're not just here blending in with the crowd. Just your presence, just who you are, starts to influence, starts to impact. Are you hearing? And how many know God called us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Not just to blend in, but to bring change. You know, to bring change. And some of the change is radical change. How many know society needs some radical changes? We need some radical changes in our city. And God's going to bring them. Amen? Now, let me get into the meat of this lesson. Well, before I go there, I'll make a few more statements. Let me say it this way. The only reason a person, a saint, contends with problems in the earth realm is because they've not adopted a prophetic mindset. The only reason a saint is always contending with problems in the earth realm, in this reality, is because they've not adopted a prophetic mindset. When you have a prophetic mindset, you realize that the warfare is not in this earth realm. It's not in, you know, in people, so to speak. It's in the spirit dimension. And when you wage war there and you conquer there, this automatically changes. But you can change things here and it just appears in another person or in another place. The same thing that you thought you got rid of over there. But the only reason a person contends with problems in the earth realm, in the natural realm, is because they lack a prophetic mindset. Tell somebody, speak to that mountain. In your prayer closet, when you hear and feel, when you sense the mind and the presence of God, speak what you hear. Amen. God is not speaking defeat to you. He's not telling you to quit. Huh? Not with all the resource that he has, not the control and the power that he has. He's not telling you to stop. He's telling you to conquer. A prophetic mindset will always lead you to the solutions. Now, let me just say this about faith, and then I'm going to segue into what I have for you tonight. Faith doesn't have to make sense. Tell somebody, faith doesn't have to make sense. And the reason faith doesn't have to make sense is because, as I said earlier, obedience releases the blessing. Faith doesn't have to make sense, but when you move by faith, even though it doesn't make sense, when you moved in obedience, that released the blessing. It didn't have to make sense. Your obedience. I hope you get that tonight. Your obedience is what releases the blessing. Faith doesn't have to make sense. When you move by faith, I've told here recently over the past few weeks that story of when I was living in California, that truck that I wanted. Think about this a moment. What sense does it make, except I was taught this growing up, that third time I think it was that I stopped by and I said, you know, I want that truck. But the price was too much on the window. It was way out of my league. I said, well, I want that truck. And so I said, I'm going to act on this. I'm going to do something about this. I got there early enough to park the bakery truck by the road, and I walked over into the parking lot. I looked in the truck and, you know, laid hands on the truck and prayed and did my Jericho march. Come on, I did my, you know, the Jericho march 7 times around the city. I went 7 times in a hurry because, you know, it was early. It was like 3:30 in the morning. You know, cars passing by, seeing me over in that parking lot. You know, call, you know, somebody want to mess with your cars. I was just Jericho marching around the truck 7 times. Now what sense does that make to the natural mind, to the one that doesn't know God, to those that are fed only by information that's fallen? What you marching around my truck for? Is something wrong with you? Come on, to the natural mind, it makes no sense. Faith doesn't have to make sense. It's your obedience. See, there was something released through that act. That marching around, and now you might do it some other way. You might lay hands on it. You might just speak to it. At the time, I felt led to march. And so after marching around, there was out of that obedience, the blessing was released. Tell somebody, it happens every time. But see, where the enemy tries to catch us up is with this fallen information. We try to understand everything. Now, how this going to work? I don't think they're going to believe that. I don't think they're going to do that. I can't see them. You ain't supposed to see it. Faith is not supposed to make sense. Senses are governed by the fallen information. Faith is the upgrade that goes into the spirit realm, where your blessing really is. And your act is what releases it, the blessing. Amen? Amen. Tell somebody again, it'll work every time. It's not even in the amount of faith. It's in the act of obedience. See, it's when you sow a seed, the life is in the seed. It's going to come forth. You water it, it's going to come forth. Psalm 24, let me start at verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Go back to verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? The hill of the Lord. Who shall ascend to that spiritual dimension, that spirit realm? The hill of the Lord. Who is he that shall ascend there to that holy place, to that place where everything is already accomplished, everything is already provided, everything is already done? Remember Abraham taking Isaac to Mount Moriah? I just want to put this in as a little sidebar. When Abraham saw Mount Moriah afar off, he and Isaac and the servants, he told the servants to stay here while I and the lad go and worship. Everyone cannot go with you to the holy hill. Sometime folk around you have blocked or hindered your ascension. Hello? Sometime you got to tell the servants, hey, we cool, but just stay here. I'll see you in about 3 days. I and the lad, we're going to go. We're going to go and worship, and we'll come back. But sometime, you know, it's just the crowd, the mob, that sends so many different frequencies that you lose sight of Mount Moriah. But see, when they got to Mount Moriah, the name of the Lord was Jehovah Jireh, but not just the name of the Lord, the name of the place. It was a realm. It was a dimension called Jehovah Jireh. There is a dimension we have access to that we can enter into where God is providing. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my God, my provider, where the provision, where he found the ram caught in the thicket, where what they needed was provided. They entered that realm, but he couldn't take the servants. You better figure out who you can take. And you better figure out whether someone's blocking you or hindering you from going in, because he told the servants, stay here, I and the lad will go. And we'll worship and come again. Amen? Amen? And it might not even be a person. It might be something that you're doing or something that you're holding on to that's keeping you from going to the holy hill, ascending. Amen? Amen. But he says here, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Now, when we talk about the holy hill or the holy place, the hill of the Lord, we are talking about prophetic realms. The thing about God's presence, and like I said, and I'm going to elaborate on this another time, about the reality of God is found in his promises. You know, you can't touch and feel God out here, but he's found. The reality of him is found in his promise. That's why get in that word and find promises. Get you a little promise book of all the promises. If you need healing or you need finance, read them, study them.
We are continuing in part 82 of Mega Grace. Today's message is entitled Prophetic Upgrades. Faith does not have to make sense. Obedience releases the blessing. As we grow prophetically, we notice a new awareness of supernatural things developed in our life. Things become more magnified as we become more sensitive. The moment you believe, God starts to act. Habakkuk 3:18 through 19 states, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments."
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.